You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Welcome back to The Wire. The budget for 2025 came out last week on Thursday, with news for the nation on how funds will be allocated over the coming year. While some of the budget announcements were new news, the government had staggered others over the previous few weeks, and the new announcements were changes to KiwiSaver and the JobSeeker benefit. The KiwiSaver changes involved a 50% reduction in the government's KiwiSaver contribution from just over $500 a year to just over $250. To compensate, the government increased the minimum employer and employee contribution from 3% to 4%. While this means people will end up with similar or greater amounts of money in KiwiSaver, it also means that people will have access to less money right now. The JobSeeker changes were also announced in the budget, with further restrictions added for 18 to 19-year-olds applying for the benefit. 18 to 19-year-olds' applications will now be tested against their parents' incomes, restricting large groups from accessing the support. These changes both appear to primarily affect young people. While the government claims to care so much about education and schools, they seem comfortable with taking support away from Aotearoa's young adults as soon as they finish high school. In our weekly catch-up with National's Tom Rutherford, I asked about the KiwiSaver and JobSeeker changes in this year's budget. Well, I wanted to talk today, obviously, about the budget, which was fully announced last week. As this is our first catch-up since the budget announcements, what are your thoughts broadly on both the contents and how it's been received?
Yeah, so far the reception I've been receiving locally in my back in the electorate has been really positive. I've heard from a number of business owners, tradies, and some farmers as well who say the changes we're making with the investment boost, for example, are really positive. It'll mean they'll be able to purchase more products for their business and that it'll help stimulate growth, and it's great for our local economy and things, which means ultimately for Kiwis higher paying wages as well, which is a real positive. So that's been really good. And then really positive feedback on the KiwiSaver changes as well. People are saying they're pragmatic, reasonable, and they're definitely a step in the right direction. So overall, the feedback I've been receiving has been really solid so far.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a bit about the KiwiSaver changes. The government's cutting its contributions in half. Why is this?
Yeah, so we're helping Kiwis save more for their future by gradually increasing our default contributions. We're making the changes around if you earn more than $180,000, you won't get the government contribution anymore. And then, as you've said, we're cutting the government contribution by 50% down to about $260 a year. But we know that will be offset by the increase in personal contribution and employer contribution. I was actually reading an article just before you rang from the Retirement Commission, which found the contribution change would actually increase retirement savings for around 80% of contributing KiwiSaver members. And some really good positive details in that article around what it'll mean for people who are, you know, 16 and 17, because we're changing it so that 16 and 17-year-olds can now start contributing to KiwiSaver and their employers, and long-term benefits for people around ensuring their KiwiSaver is in a really strong position by the time they either go to purchase their first home or to retire at 65.
You mentioned that the government is offsetting its cuts to the contributions with increasing the minimum employee and employer contributions from 3% to 4% in this budget. While this will increase money in KiwiSaver, as you said, this also means less money immediately for New Zealanders already maybe struggling through a cost of living crisis. For a government talking a lot about more money in the back pocket, you know, this is a direct cut to how much money people will have in their back pocket from their salaries. Is the government at all concerned about this?
I would strongly refute that. I would say this is actually in the back pocket of Kiwis, because their contributing either to what will eventually be their first home deposit or to what will be their retirement fund. So it's not that they're missing out on it. It's that they don't have access to, say, that 1% today. But in the long-term future, they will gain from it, because the extra contribution to their KiwiSaver, then you get compounding interest. And so it'll gradually grow over time. This article that I was talking about from the Retirement Commission, a 16-year-old earning, say, $30,000, who is not currently contributing but intended to begin contributions at 18, pre the change, is now modelled to have about 26% more in additional savings between 2025 and age 65, compared to a 22% for a currently contributing 16-year-old. So these are making massive long-term benefits, both for Kiwis and they're preparing for either purchasing their first home or retirement, and it's really a good step in the right direction.
I understand that this change would mean more money in the long term, but, you know, average rent in Auckland is $560 a week. You know, average prices for food, especially across the country for households, you're looking at multiple hundreds of dollars every week. You know, people at the moment, they might be looking, sure, that this is more money in the long term, but people need this money also right now to deal with the cost of living. And this is taking money away from them. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, I would agree with you in the sense of, you know, we have had it and we do have a cost of living crisis where we've got, you know, under the previous administration, rents went up over $150 a week. And so it's really important that we put downward pressure on rents. We do that by increasing the housing supply in New Zealand, increasing more competition for it. I totally agree with you around prices of supermarkets, for example. It's really expensive if you go out and do your household shop, whether it's you're living in a flat or you've got a family or if you're just doing it as a single person. And that's why we're, you know, doing the work we're doing and investigating the supermarket duopoly and what changes we can make there to lower the cost of living. So I absolutely agree and resonate with a lot of the things you're saying. We're taking action in every part of those points. And these KiwiSaver contributions will help for the long-term prosperity of our country, whether it's for getting a deposit to purchase your first home or whether it's to prepare for your retirement at 65 or whatever age it may be.
Moving on to the job seeker benefit, making the criteria stricter for 18 to 19 year olds, what's the rationale behind this change?
Yeah, we're making sure young people are supported into work, education or training and not long-term welfare. We know that young people who are on the unemployment benefit on average spend about anywhere between sort of 15 to 20 years on it over their lifetime. And we want to avoid that if possible. So from July 2027, a parental assistant test will be applied to 18 and 19-year-olds applying for either the job seeker or emergency benefits. And where possible, parents will be expected to support their children instead of the taxpayer.
Yeah, you mentioned that test against parents' incomes and against parents' responsibility for their children. There's many scenarios where young people may not be in full contact with their parents or they may be in uncomfortable home environments or might just not want to put financial strain on their parents who could be already struggling. Has the government considered these cases in making the change and what would your advice be to people in these situations now?
Yeah, absolutely. We have considered those in proposing this change. The final detail of the policy is still being finalised at the moment, but we absolutely will be taking into case people's individual circumstances, their relationship with their parents, whether they're married, for example. There's a lot of factors to be considered here, and we haven't quite released the final details of the policy, so we'll be doing that over the coming months. But ultimately, what we're saying is this measure is aimed at reducing long-term benefit dependency. Young people currently on the job seeker are forecast to spend 18 years on benefits, nearly 50% longer than in 2017, and we're simply saying enough is enough. We need to make some changes in this space.
If we're looking at unemployment at the moment, it's a massive crisis, high unemployment rates, which the government itself has partially contributed to with massive layoffs in the public sector. Young people at the moment struggling to get a job. Is it really reasonable for the government to be making restrictions to the job seeker benefit during this time of crisis?
Yeah, so unemployment rates are always the last curve to come down after you go through a recession. So we always know that they are the longest to last and your unemployment rate is always the last one to come down. So we're acutely aware of that. What we're saying is a life of welfare or a life of spending time receiving the benefit is not something that we want for our young people as they grow up and come into the New Zealand and make a willing contribution to our public and to the productivity of our country. We want to give these young people hope. We want to give them drive. And what we want to say to them is we want you to either be in employment, and if you can't find employment, then we want you to be in training or study, whether that's an apprenticeship or through universities or polytechs or whatever that may be, rather than solely relying on the benefit. We see hope in these young people. And we think they've got massive amounts of potential to contribute to New Zealand. And so we're simply saying we want to get in touch with you. We want to provide the help and support we can. And we don't want you to be relying on the benefit if possible.
Yeah, and I wanted to finish off here with that hope for young people. You know, these two changes and others in the budget seem to affect young people a great deal. In a post-budget chat hosted by the Child Poverty Action Group, youth leaders said they felt a lack of investment or care for young people. Both of these changes, the job seeker benefit, no longer affecting 18 to 19 year olds with the same criteria as it used to, you know, restricting young people and their access to support there. And also the KiwiSaver changes, right? For young people, a 16 to 17 year old, if you're not planning on buying a home, if you're not able to buy a home, this is money you're not going to be able to access for almost 50 years, right? These are cuts that are going to directly affect young people. How would the government respond to these claims that this is a budget that is not benefiting young people and even taking away from them?
Oh, I would strongly refute that. This is a budget about growth, and a big part of that is preparing our next generation to make active contributions to New Zealand. And that starts by having young people in employment or training or additional skills, learning additional skills. You know, KiwiSaver, I wouldn't agree with the characterisation that you've said there. This is their money. They will be able to tap into it and access it, whether it is to buy a first home or it is for their retirement in the future. And so these are just really pragmatic alternative changes that we have put forward as a government. And I think for young people, they'll have a really positive impact and influence on their lives. There's so much more in the budget than just these two changes, absolutely. And so I think it is a really positive step forward for both young people in New Zealand and New Zealand as a whole.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about the budget announcements last week on the KiwiSaver changes and the JobSeeker benefit.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.